Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, April 2nd, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by A-Logic. Leading off today, iOS 14 has brought several new privacy features, and there are more to come with app tracking transparency. This feature will let users opt out of being tracked by applications, and as the launch of this new option approaches, Apple has started to reject applications using third-party SDKs that collect user data without consent. In the past, developers have been able to implement SDKs that help them track users through a method called device fingerprinting. This uses multiple attributes such as the device model, the IP address, and other data to identify a person across the internet. This type of data can be used for developers to find out information about their audience for things like selling advertisements. So Apple wants to put an end to applications that do this without explicit consent. As part of this effort, Apple is now rejecting any applications that use the Adjust SDK, which is one of those SDKs that provides device fingerprinting. There would be no problem for these developers if the Adjust SDK complied with Apple's new privacy guidelines, but this doesn't appear to be the case. The Adjust SDK not only does not have an option for users to opt out of being tracked, but it is also suggesting alternatives for developers to continue tracking users once the app tracking transparency feature fully goes into effect. So essentially, Adjust is trying to offer developers a way to skirt the rules around app tracking transparency. Once app tracking transparency launches to the public with iOS 14.5, developers will no longer be able to track users across the web or other applications without first asking for permission. And if the user decides not to be tracked, the app will not be able to collect the advertising identifier from that device. Apple has already said that any application that does not comply with app tracking transparency will be rejected from the App Store. So this new crackdown on applications that use the Adjust SDK appears to be part of Apple's early efforts to implement new privacy features in the App Store. Again, app tracking transparency will fully launch to everyone once iOS 14.5 is released to the public sometime this spring. In other news today, more details are emerging about what to expect from Apple's next update to the iPhone SE. The analyst Ross Young says that the 2022 iPhone SE update is likely to keep the same 4.7-inch form factor and add support for 5G. But come 2023, Young thinks that things will get more interesting. Young is an analyst for Display Supply Chain Consultants. As such, his reporting is usually based on indications from the supply chain, similar to analysts like Ming-Chi Kuo. Young says that the 2023 iPhone SE could feature a hole-punch design instead of a notch. So this means the iPhone SE lineup would skip the notch design altogether, since the current iteration features large bezels on the top and the bottom with a home button. This new report corroborates what Ming-Chi Kuo said last month when he added that 5G connectivity would come to the iPhone SE in 2022 with the same design. But Kuo did not mention that the iPhone SE could adopt this hole-punch design in 2023. The hole-punch design is something that some high-end Android devices already use. And in fact, Kuo has said the iPhone 14 Pro and 14 Pro Max coming in 2022 are likely to adopt this same design. So with this in mind, it makes sense for the hole-punch design to move down the iPhone lineup to the iPhone SE the following year. So right now, what it looks like is that we should not expect a new iPhone SE this year, with Apple letting the current model live on, but then in 2022, it looks like we'll get an iterative update with 5G connectivity and likely a new processor inside. Then in 2023, we could get an entirely new design for the iPhone SE. We are sponsored this week by A-Logic. We're teaming up with our friends at A-Logic to give away Apple's latest 12.9-inch iPad Pro to one lucky 9to5 Mac reader. You can also get a special 30% off of the company's new Rapid USB-C wall chargers on Amazon for a limited time. Utilizing the latest gallium nitride technology, A-Logic offers its new compact and portable line of rapid USB-C wall chargers, including the incredibly small 100-watt model. The A-Logic Rapid Chargers are around 50% smaller than traditional chargers, including Apple. And with up to 100 watts of power, they can deliver the maximum power possible using the USB power delivery standard to your MacBook or iPad at full speed. A-Logic is offering 30% off its new Rapid USB-C wall chargers on Amazon for a limited time. There are four models to choose from, and they also come with an included 2-meter braided USB-C charging cable. Just hit the link in the show notes to get 30% off on Amazon and to enter the iPad Pro giveaway. Also today, Apple has announced a massive expansion for its Apple Arcade game subscription service. In a press release this morning, Apple said that there are now more than 180 games available through Apple Arcade. So Apple is shifting its strategy here beyond just Apple Arcade Originals and adding two new categories, Timeless Classics and App Store Greats. Apple explains that Apple Arcade Originals will still be playable across iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple TV. But these two new categories of games are only available on the iPhone and iPad. The Timeless Classics category includes what Apple calls universally loved quintessential genres, with titles like Good Sudoku, Chess, and Backgammon. The App Store Greats category brings some of the best award-winning games from the App Store to Apple Arcade, including Threes, Mini Metro, and Fruit Ninja. And of course, there are also new Apple Original games, including NBA 2K21 Arcade Edition, Star Trek Legends, and The Oregon Trail. This is a pretty big shift in Apple's strategy for Apple Arcade. In the past, the company had only offered exclusive originals through the service, but now it's opening that up to other apps and games that are also available in the App Store, so Apple Arcade subscribers can access these games completely unlocked and free of all in-app purchases. Again, Apple Arcade is $5 per month, or you get it included in the Apple One bundle, which starts at $15 per month. We've got a full breakdown of all of the new games coming to Apple Arcade at the link in the show notes below. To round out this week, we are joined, as usual, by Blair Altland from 9to5 Toys, who has some of the details on the best Apple deals to get you started for the weekend.
All of the weekend's best Apple-friendly deals kick off with a selection of OtterBox iPhone 12 and 11 cases that are up to 20% off at Amazon, starting at $15. Our top pick is the OtterBox Commuter iPhone 12 and 12 Pro case for $32. Available in a variety of styles, this is down from its typical $40 going rate, amounts to 20% in savings, and is the very first price cut to date. This rugged iPhone 12 case provides more protection than your average cover with a two-piece construction that combines a soft rubber interior with a hard outer layer. It still manages to deliver a slim design that won't add too much bulk to your handset while incorporating added drop and water resistance to complete the package. Continuing on today, over at Woot, you'll find the Beats Solo Pro wireless noise-canceling headphones in various styles for $145. Down from its original $300 going rate, you'll currently pay $230 at other retailers, with today's offer beating our previous mentions by $5 and marking the lowest price of the year. Beats Solo Pro come equipped with upwards of 22-hour battery life alongside the brand's usual design cues. On top of Apple's H1 chip for fast pairing, you'll be able to count on active noise cancellation to block out the world around you when it's time to focus. And for those looking to bring the home theater anywhere, at Amazon today we're seeing a notable discount on the Anker Nebula Solar Projector at $500. This $100 savings is the best price we've seen all year and amounts to the second biggest savings to date. With its built-in battery, you can bring movie night just about anywhere for 3 hours at a time. Nebula Solar is set to project up to 120 inches at 1080p quality, with 400 lumens for extra clarity. Alongside featuring 3-watt speakers, you'll be able to enjoy 5,000 streaming channels thanks to its built-in smart capabilities. And then for all of the other best deals as we head into the weekend, be sure to head over to 9to5toys.com or give us a follow over on Twitter at 9to5toys.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it's very helpful to us if you leave a rating and a review. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.